This podcast is brought to you by Skin DH from Biotech Research. This cream really works. Skin DH is perfect if you don't like the cost of Botox or having needles put in your face. Go to biotechresearch.com and use code word Howie10 for $10 off and free shipping.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston. You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Grace Curley Show. It is Tuesday, and we are here. It is a huge news day. First, let me tell you, the phone lines are already open because we need to talk. We have a lot to talk about. We have a lot to vent about. We have a lot to discuss. And these are the kind of days where I really like to go to the callers because everybody has different points they want to make. I know I have several here in front of me I'm going to try to get to. I saw a lot of great points online today from other conservatives. I'll try to give credit where credit is due. But if you want to weigh in, it's 844-500-4242. And if you took the night off from the news, and this is your first news in 24 hours, let's break down what happened last night. Monday evening, the FBI raided the home of former President Donald J. Trump. Now, to say this is unprecedented, and that's a word you're going to see on Fox, on Newsmax, even on CNN, to say it's unprecedented would be an understatement. This is absurd. The party that lectures us about norms constantly has officially, and they already had done this, but this is the most blatant example of it. They are weaponizing the FBI yet again. Ooh, that sounded a little bit like Trump right there. It's like, that was my best Trump so far. They're weaponizing the FBI against not just former President Trump, but 2024 Trump, which is what they're worried about. And that is the key. There's a lot of different aspects of this that I want to dive into, but a huge point that a lot of people are making is that this has everything to do with 2024, and we all know it. The Democrats want to disqualify Trump from running in 2024 because they are terrified of him. But more importantly, they're terrified of you. And that's another element of it. They no longer want the credulous boomer rubes, the deplorables, to have a say in what goes on in this country. You could go back to what Wanda Sykes said. You know, that area in the middle of the country. They no longer want those people to have any say on what goes on. And so in order to ensure that, They had a near-death experience. That's what Ben Weingarten calls it. You know, Trump in 2020, I'm sorry, in 2016, that was a near-death experience for the regime. That really, it was too close to call. It's like my husband when he watches a Bruins game and they win by one goal. He comes in and says it was too close. I wasn't comfortable with it. That's how they feel about Trump getting into office. It made them uncomfortable. It made them uneasy. And they want to make sure that it doesn't happen again. And in fact, CNN had a segment this morning. They're not trying to hide this. They're not trying to be subtle about it. There's no nuance here. CNN had a segment this morning about whether or not potential charges against Trump could disqualify him from federal office. What those charges will be, only time will tell. Now, of course, like almost everything the Democrats do, this is already backfiring. It's like it's a requirement for them when they make a decision. And the FBI, I consider them the Democrats. They say, okay, we're going to do something. Will this backfire? All right, let's go ahead with it. Because now Republicans are, they're united. And we struggle with that sometimes. We really do. But not when something like this happens. So people who have been leaning, including myself, and that's why I really love this topic, because I found myself in this basket of people who say, would it just be easier, you know, if DeSantis took over? You know, do we really? Guess what? This changed everything for me last night. I saw this headline and I thought, Oh my God. Not that I didn't know he was right. Every time he said, I'm being persecuted. Every time he said, they're after me. Every time he said, they hate me because they hate you. They're going after me, but they're going after you. Every time he said that, I agreed. But it does get to a point where you roll your eyes and you say, yeah, they are going after you, but maybe it's also a good time to pass the torch. But seeing it so confirmed last night in such an egregious way, in such a banana republic, third world type of way, at least for me, and I'm curious if it did this for other people, it made me say, damn, I hope this guy gets back in. I hope this guy gets back in with the knowledge that he has now of just how horrible these people are, just how swampy this place is. Because it's really easy for us to Monday morning quarterback Trump's picks and what Trump did when he went in there. And he was trying to make sure, you know, there were certain things. He didn't want to fire certain people because he wanted to get reelected in 2024. He didn't want the liberals to lose their minds. And I'm not saying any of that's a good reason for example, picking Christopher Wray. Thanks, Chris Christie. But Trump bears a lot of responsibility for that, too. But I will say that hindsight's 2020. You know, like we didn't understand when Trump got into office how nuts these people were. And we didn't even understand all the things they had been doing before he got into office to ensure that he wouldn't get into office. We didn't know they were framing Trump. So if he were elected in 2024, with all this knowledge he now has, it'd be kind of a beautiful thing to see him go in there. This is the kind of stuff you'd expect to see the FBI conducting a raid on Trump's home, on Trump's private residence, is something you'd expect to see in a third world banana republic. And, you know, I agree with John Hinderaker. I agree with Ari Hoffman and others who said that this united Republicans. This brought us together. Now, of course, there is the argument we can get into this that Democrats are opening up a door that they can't close. But I don't even want to go down that road too far because I think that logic is a bit flawed. Like we all want to pull the Mitch McConnell, and we'll get to him in a sec. But we all want to say, you know, this is something you're going to regret and you might regret it sooner than you think. And that's so obvious that you don't do this because it could happen to you, that you don't abuse this kind of power and weaponize these government agencies, because when you lose an election, the other party, your political opponent, might do it to you. That seems very basic. But the reason I don't think that holds anymore is because Democrats no longer care about appearing fair. You know, they're allowed to break norms in this current society we live in. They're allowed to break norms. We are not. They are allowed to weaponize the FBI against Trump. But if it happens in the future against one of their politicians, Hillary, Biden, Obama, Hunter, they will forget this happened. They will say this was different. It was different with Trump. They'll set their hair on fire. They'll decry our actions and the media will go along with it. So I'm not too concerned about playing the what if this were a Democrat game today, because we all know if this were a Democrat, what would be happening. And that veil has kind of dropped. They have a different standard of justice than we do. Which brings me to the second part of the problem, and a lot of people have been pointing this out, about this idea that, you know, ooh, Democrats are going to reap the whirlwind, and they'll regret this. And I'm not trying to be a negative Nancy. There's a lot of things I'm going to talk about today that I think will get people amped up, and we're going to feel good by the end of this show. But one small fact that I want to point out is that Republicans don't play like Democrats play. We do not fight fire with fire. This whole wishful thinking of, well, when Republicans get in, Democrats better watch out. I'm not holding my breath on that. Needless to say. I mean, Mitch McConnell hasn't even said anything yet. John Cornyn's tweeting about Ukraine. They're not even mentioning Donald Trump. So I'm not holding my breath for, you know, this big victory once we take over again. But we do have a lot to discuss as far as what actually happened. Now, the judge who approved this FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago was once linked. You can't make this stuff up. You couldn't write a movie like this because it would seem absurd. You'd bring this to somebody's desk, a producer, and you'd say, I want to write this movie. And they'd say, this is nuts. This sounds like a conspiracy theory. This is right-wing rage porn. That's what they called that Terminal List with Chris Pratt. They would say, this is insane. You can't. No one's going to believe this. Oh, the guy who signs off on the warrant to raid the former president's house. also happen to be linked to Jeffrey Epstein. Get out of here.
Yes, his former lawyer, one of his former lawyers.
Come back with something that we can actually use. This is a bunch of craziness.
And another shocker, it turns out he's an Obama donor.
What?
Again, Jared, I am clutching my pearls. I am horrified by this. I cannot believe it. No, of course we can believe all of this. But it really is. I mean, I was texting people today. I'm like, this is... It's hard to explain to your friends who aren't that involved in politics just how bad this is. Like, just how disgusting it is that they would do this. And we also have people who are now claiming that, this is my favorite, Jared, and we're going to break all these down. My favorite is, like, the Bill Kristols, the principled conservative, saying, well, if you have nothing to hide, if he has nothing... Oh, is that the new standard, Bill? If you haven't done anything wrong, then people should just be able to raid your home and take whatever they want and crack your safe. And there are people who are saying, well, you know, we really are going to have to wait and see what the FBI comes up with. Because if the FBI comes up with some big, big bombshells here, then, and you know, the FBI wouldn't do anything that's not warranted. Right, right. Russia hoax, FISA. Yeah, okay, sure. But also, to that point, that is such an absurd rationale to have, that the FBI, oh, you should just really trust the FBI because they're not going to do anything unless they have something. And you know what makes me think they don't really have anything? Is the fact that they cracked his safe and there was nothing that they could take in there. Like, oh, this was a really highly directed, focused probe and raid, and they went in and cracked a safe and then didn't end up taking anything out of there. Why does that give me the sense that this is a little bit of a sloppy execution? Yeah, they really don't know what they're doing.
They more than likely could have just saved themselves some time and gone to the National Archives to get everything they got last night.
Yeah. And it's all like, let's also go down the list, and this is what I really want to talk about in this hour, of the people who don't get raided. The people whose homes don't get raided. Let's talk about Project Veritas. Let's talk about Hillary Clinton. Let's talk about Hunter Biden. Let's talk about Joe Biden. Let's talk about Obama. Let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein. Let's talk about people who don't have to worry about getting raided. People who do have to worry about getting raided. Parents who go to school board meetings. People with Lego sets. Donald J. Trump. Roger Stone. It is infuriating. And most of the time when I come on this show, no matter what the topic is, you know, save a few things that are really depressing, but most of the time I have a lot of fun. But today's a rage day. Today's an angry day. I can't lie. I'm angry. I'm horrified by this, and we are going to talk about it. 844-500-4242. Trump did come out with a statement. We'll read that. We'll talk about the silence from a lot of the leaders in the GOP. We will talk about the double standards here. I've collected everything I could from online from some of the serious people, you know, with the glasses on CNN, but also really good points from people like Molly Hemingway and other people. Now, we also have one other thing here. Trying to get so much in here. Ben Weingarten joining us and Ned Ryan. So it's going to be a great show. It looks like history is repeating itself. Today, Biden's economy is mirroring that of Jimmy Carter. The parallels are uncanny. Under Carter, both the stock market and the dollar lost more than half their value. The price of oil quadrupled, the economy tanked, and inflation ran rampant. Those who owned precious metals in the 1970s saw the value of gold rise over 1,300%. Now, the big difference between Carter and Biden was Carter wasn't trying to legislate the taxing of retirement accounts, merging them with Social Security, or replacing the dollar bill with digital money as Democrats are attempting to do today. What we are seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold as high as $5,000. A network analyst predicts $15,000 in 3 years. So get Monetary Gold's complimentary protection guide if you want to protect your savings from greedy socialists. All you have to do to open a qualified account is go to call 888-617-7994 and you'll receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. That's 888-617-7994 or visit them at monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace. I see people on the lines. We're taking your calls for this entire hour. 844-500-4242. Does this change how you feel about 2024? Because I know it does for me. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
I just talked a little bit about how Republicans don't play the same way that Democrats play. For everyone who's saying, well, they better watch out. This could happen to them when Republicans take back over. And a friend of mine just texted me and said, we did get one fighter once, and look what they're doing now to try to stop him. It's really incredible. And I want to go through the multiple situations where an FBI raid would have been justified, but we never got it. Think Hunter Biden. That laptop has more filth, has more disgusting criminal evidence than anything I've seen in quite some time. And nothing. You get nothing. Hillary Clinton deletes 30,000 emails with the help of bleach bit and a hammer. You get nothing. But you got a Lego set in your house? Did you upset the apple cart in 2016? Well, then you might find your home being raided by the FBI. And this is where I get incensed. I mean, I can't take anyone seriously who's claiming that the FBI must have had a really important reason for doing this, or a judge wouldn't have signed off on it. The judge with Jeffrey Epstein connections, who's an Obama donor, would have never signed off on something that he didn't think would hold up.
They've all got that Bob Mueller impeccable integrity.
Yes, 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 yes. And Harmeet K. Dillon, she's a lawyer. She's really good. She just went through a list. She said, this FBI, ready for this? Pushed Russia collusion hoax, spied on law-abiding Americans, lied to FISA court, ignored Hillary server escapades, ignored Biden family criminal activity, persecutes journalists at Project Veritas, treats J6 trespassers like terrorists, goes after PTA moms, ignores drug crimes at the border, allows drug cartels to operate freely in the U.S. I could go on. Our FBI has become a total disgrace, and Merrick Garland is so deeply lacking in judgment that he is unfit to serve as AG. Americans deserve better than this shameful crew. But no, no, please, everyone keep telling me how the FBI can be trusted, that there's nothing. We shouldn't be skeptical. They are America's premier intelligence agency. There's nothing wrong with the FBI. They've never messed up before. They have such a clean track record. Zebra, you're up. You're first up on today's show. Go ahead, Zebra.
I'll try to be quick because I know everyone else is waiting to say what I'm thinking. You have every right to be outraged, and I don't mean to blunt your outrage because we've all been living it and you guys expose it, and that's important. But every time you try to take a swing and you don't land a punch, people judge you as a phony. The reason they did this is they're desperate because Donald Trump and his endorsements are weeding out the rhinos, and they don't just fear the loss of Democrats in November. They fear the loss of rhinos, like Liz Cheney, Lynn Cheney and the rest of them. He is going to decimate them in November.
Yeah, and you know, the rhinos like Liz Cheney have a lot to worry about. Liz Cheney specifically has something to worry about in about 2 weeks. But also, I mean, I don't think anyone really understood, I've said this before, how deep the swamp is. Liz Cheney's husband, this is from the Federalist, Liz Cheney's husband is a partner at a law firm representing Hunter Biden. It almost becomes ridiculous. You know, I feel like I'm living in bizarro world. Like, could they at least be a little less obvious about everything? They're slapping us in the face at this point with how upside down this has gotten. And when we come back, I want to talk about how this really does. It's an attack on Trump. It's an attack on the rule of law. But it's really an attack on all the people who voted for him. It's really an attack on all the people who supported this president. And I hope people understand that. I hope people understand that this is so much bigger. I'm waiting for some Democrat to come out and say, listen, I don't like Trump as much as the next guy. But this is a slippery slope. The only one I've seen so far is Andrew Cuomo. What does that tell you?
Actually, Andrew Yang just released a similar thread on Twitter. Yeah.
Oh, Danny boy. I find myself agreeing with Andrew Cuomo. It's a sad state of affairs here at the Grace Curley Show. We'll be back with more of your calls. 844-500-4242. Don't go anywhere. Get on the lines. The Grace Curley Show.
Yeah. live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Let's also talk about how smug Christopher Wray is. I mean, that guy sat there for those Senate judiciary hearings on Friday. Had to get out of there. Couldn't answer a couple more questions because he had to take his private plane. Or I should say our private plane. It's a government private plane. To the Adirondacks for what I'm guessing was working from home, of course. Working from vacation home.
Well, yeah, he had a raid to plan.
Yeah, and he had a raid to plan the whole time. He just sat there, oh, yeah, smiling, you know, answering questions about the myriad of failures that the FBI has to be so proud of. Gosh, it is so annoying. It's so frustrating. It really is. I want to read you one thing here before we go to the calls. This is from Michael Anton, and he wrote this. I believe this was actually written before the raid. But a lot of people's think pieces and articles and columns, they're aging really well. Because people have been warning about this. In fact, a lot of people, including Sean Davis from The Federalist and others, were warning when no one went to jail for the Russia hoax. And I know we laugh sometimes. We go, well, no one's going to jail. You know, no one's. I always say to people, I'm not going to tell you people are going to be in an orange jumpsuit. But Sean Davis said over and over again, if you don't put people in jail for this, this is like the beginning of the end. There's no longer a real justice system in this country. There has to be accountability. People have to have faith in these institutions. And no one does. If you have faith in the FBI at this point, keep your hands up high. Because you've lost it. If you're tweeting about how you're sure that there's got to be something here, otherwise the FBI would never take this kind of measure, you're a fool. You have zero credibility. Go away. Go away. We don't need to hear from you anymore. This is absurd. Tracy, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tracy.
Hey, Grace. So I think one of the biggest reasons why the raid was done on Trump's home is because in light of the recent whistleblower information from the FBI that those of us who love the Betsy Ross flag and the don't tread on me flag and so forth, I think they're trying to rile us up. Trying to rile us patriots up so that we'll misbehave so they can say, oh, see, they really are dangerous.
It's That's such, Tracy, your thought is dead on. And in fact, I've read a few pieces this morning just about that, including one from Red State. The title of it, Tracy, is After the FBI's Trump Raid, Don't Take the Bait. In other words, exactly what Tracy just said. There, in this piece, Bonchi writes that they long for it. There's nothing the Biden administration and the left at large want more than another January 6th moment before the midterms. They're obsessed with January 6th because it was the only time they saw a little bump in their popularity. Because look, we're not the crazy people invading the Capitol, so we must be the good guys. And all they want is for another opportunity. Let's play this cut here. Tracy, stay on the line. I want you to react to this. This is cut 16.
I have to tell you, I couldn't believe it. When I first heard today that 30 FBI agents had invaded Mar-a-Lago, when it was totally unnecessary. And it's clearly an effort designed, I think, partly to goad President Trump in the hopes that he will do something that will further validate the left's fantasy about the kind of guy he is.
And in this piece it says, because they believe it can save them from certain destruction in November. Tracy, what's your reaction to that?
Well, first of all, I mean, we see how President Trump reacted even to January 6th, and that he didn't, I mean, he called out the left on what they've done and how they've used it, and I just don't think he's going to lose his cool over this. And the left wants us, you know, Trump supporters to lose our cool, and we just can't let that happen. And I don't think it will. I think we're angry. I think, you know, we're going to vote November, but I don't think we're going to react the way they think we will because we're not like them. We don't react with burning things down and trying to destroy and create big problems. I mean, you know, I have my opinions about January 6th. It's probably very much like yours. So, but yeah, I just don't think that's going to, I don't think that that's going to happen.
Yeah, Tracy.
I want it badly.
Tracy, I think you make a lot of good points, and I want to read you one last line from this. This is Bonchi. Let me be frank. Do not give them what they want. I felt the same way on January 6th. I was so angry at those people. So I was like, oh, you just gave them a talking point for the next 6 months. Turns out, talking point for eternity, because it's gone down in history as the worst thing of all time. I agree with Tracy. I don't think people will let this happen again. But you have to take that frustration and you have to harness it. You have to get people to vote. I know how discouraging this is. But that's really our only recourse at this point.
Yeah, and that was actually written into the Constitution about tyranny. You have the right to throw off this government. You basically overthrow the government through voting and getting people out of office. That was the intent in the Constitution, of overthrowing tyranny by the vote. That's the weapon of choice.
But I do think people feel, and that's where we get into a dicey territory, I do think people feel like these institutions have been so weaponized and so taken over by partisan socialist, evil, you know, just evil people. And they feel like, well, yeah, I could vote, but what happens if my vote doesn't count? And I agree with Jared. The way to combat this is to vote and is to get in Republican leadership. But as for right now, today, do I understand the frustration? Do I understand the anger? 100% I do. Mark, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Grace. You know, I don't know if it's lost on most people, but I think it's interesting that the FBI, way back when they were doing this whole Russian collusion thing, all of a sudden television doesn't have one FBI show or two FBI shows. They have three FBI shows at last count. And what are they doing? Just trying to manipulate the naive people to think the FBI is awesome. Look at these heroes and all they do. Anyone who thinks it's not all part of the same group, that television and media isn't involved in what's going on, is crazy. What do you think?
I totally agree, Mark. And when I think of the FBI, I mean, anyone who watches those shows and thinks, oh, the FBI is so great, they just haven't done their research. They just don't know what's actually happening in the world. That goes without saying. The FBI is beyond corrupt. The FBI has done nothing over the last couple of years except for miss red flag shooters, except for hand gymnast to Larry Nassar on a silver platter, except for plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, except to go after parents who go to school board meetings, and except to vilify Donald Trump and try to take him down. And beyond that, and I don't want to hear about, oh, there's a lot of good guys. There's a lot of good guys. Yeah, whatever. I don't even know if I buy that anymore. If Trump gets reelected, he needs to disband this entire thing. He needs to shut down the FBI. This is pathetic. This is really pathetic. And I'm going to read these again from Harmeet K. Dillon, because she really put them all down so I don't have to, you know, try to remember all of them. They pushed the Russia collusion hoax. They spied on law-abiding citizens. They lied to the FISA court. They ignored Hillary's server escapades. They ignored the Biden family criminal activity. They persecuted journalists at Project Veritas. They treated J6 trespassers like terrorists. They go after PTA moms. They ignore drug crimes at the border. They allow drug cartels to operate freely in the U.S. Do not tell me that I should have faith in the integrity of the FBI, because I do not. And I want to read you something here, because I think when it comes to the FBI, when it comes to these Democrats, a big part of this and like why they're able to stoop so low and why they're able to, you know, brush off these norms that they claim to care about so much, is because they think they are in pursuit of the greater good. They think that the ends justify the means. They think that all of this is worth it. And you wait and see, like, if they don't come up with anything from this raid, because right now on CNN, they're saying, well, there must be something really big. You know, it's another bombshell. The walls are closing in. The noose is tightening. You've heard it all before, right? But if they don't come up with something big, the next narrative is going to be, well, it was Donald Trump, so it was worth it anyway. It was Donald Trump, so we don't really care. You can break the rules as long as you're breaking the rules against the right person. And I found this quote from C.S. Lewis, and I think it really sums it up perfectly. Of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It will be better to live under robbers than under moral busybodies. The robber's cruelty may sometimes sleep, but those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. That's the issue here, is that these people are giving themselves the green light because they think they're doing this all for the good of ourselves. You know, oh, you need us to tell you what to do. You need us to make sure that Trump can't run for president because you might be so stupid to vote for him again. You need us to fix all these problems. You need us to lock down the government. You need us to send in the FBI to raid your homes to make sure there's nothing bad there. Because if you committed a crime, you need us to find out about it. It's wacky. And anyone who wants this country to survive should be concerned about it. Instead, the only Democrats that we have who are concerned about it are Andrew Cuomo and Andrew Yang. Let me read you a little bit from Trump's statement. He said, "These are dark times for our nation, as my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided and occupied by a large group of FBI agents. Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before. After working and cooperating with the relevant government agencies, this unannounced raid on my home was not necessary or appropriate. It is prosecutorial misconduct, the weaponization of the justice system, and an attack by radical left Democrats who desperately don't want me to run for president in 2024, especially based on recent polls, and who will likewise do anything to stop Republicans and conservatives in the upcoming midterm elections. Such an assault could only take place in broken third world countries. Sadly, America has now become one of those countries, corrupt at a level not seen before. They even broke into my safe. What is the difference between this and Watergate, where operatives broke into the Democrat National Committee? Here, in reverse, Democrats broke into the home of the 45th president of the United States." Yeah, and not only do I think that they created a martyr out of Trump, which they've done before, but this really put the cherry on top of that. But I think they also helped all those Republicans in the midterms. Remember how we were told that red wave might not happen? Oh, it's diminishing because of abortion. It's diminishing because of Roe versus Wade. It's diminishing because Biden's on a legislative roll, according to Jonathan Carl. I don't think so. Why do I feel like this is going to re-energize the red wave, you might say? 844-500-4242. Do you think so? Do you think that this changes 2024? Does it change 2022? I certainly think it does. We all knew it was coming. It finally has. The real estate frenzy has really slowed down due to inflation, interest rates, and the overall economy. For sale signs are sitting in the ground a lot longer. I've noticed that some deals are going, people are backing out of deals, and large crowds of buyers have disappeared. If you plan to divest your most valuable asset, your real estate, then act now while demand is still hanging in there. Holding off on selling or thinking, you know, I kind of missed when it was really high, so I might as well wait till it goes back to being that high. You could get yourself in a real jam if you think like that. Don't hesitate. Sell today at auction under your terms. In a JJ Manning auction, your property sells as quickly as possible through a marketing plan and recipe which has stood the test of time. For over 45 years, and more importantly, in every type of economy, JJ Manning consistently creates a competitive environment with cash buyers who are ready to close with no contingencies. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. That's 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. One other thing I want to add in here, and then we're going to go right back to your calls. I know that today is one of those days where people are tuning into the show, and I'm so grateful you guys are tuning in, but it's not lost on me that a lot of people wish they could tune into Rush Limbaugh today, because this is one of those days where you tune into Rush and not only would he break this down, not only would he be so high energy and tell you everything that's going on, but in true Rush form, he probably would have calmed your fears a little bit and found some sort of way that this was going to work out. And he'd be right. That's the craziest thing. He'd be right. But I know people, including myself, including Howie, including my dad, like everyone who loved Rush, is saying, damn, I would have loved to hear what Rush had to say about this. And so you're not alone in that. I feel that way as well. 844-500-4242. But we're going to do the best we can. We're going to take your calls when we come back. We're reacting to this. The FBI raided Trump's Mar-a-Lago home last night. And I want to know what you have to say about it. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Grace Curley is your perfect lunch date.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
What?
No soup for you!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Fairway Financial. Preparation and planning is the key to your retirement future. Visit fairwayfinancial.net. Jared, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Does last night's raid change how you feel about 2024?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Only 27% say yes. 73% say no.
I was one of those people who was hoping that Trump might pass the torch to Ron DeSantis. And I still think that that wouldn't be a bad idea. But now if he runs, I'm more fired up than I was before. Adam, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Adam.
Thank you, Grace. It looks to me like this raid on Mar-a-Lago was basically a Hail Mary, because I don't think even the Democrats realized how bad Biden would be in terms of he's an old man with dementia, and that's not doing well for this country. And I think most people who live here really do like America, love America. And I think this is going to obviously help the Republicans, bring them together as a team, and really wipe everybody out and get some real things going for America. Because we need discipline in this country, and we have nothing. And I'm hoping whoever gets elected, and I think it will be Trump at this point in time, that they will bring discipline back into America. We'll have a police force, law and order. If you get arrested for a crime, you pay the time. It's not like, oh, we'll let you out on bail or something like that. So we are just so far away from what we were. And I think the majority of Americans, Democrats and Republicans, would like to get back to some sort of semblance and of normal, with prices for gas not going through the roof, inflation not going through the roof, food on the shelves of supermarkets, and much, much more, Grace. But listen, I appreciate your time. I know you have a lot of people calling, so I'll let them have their time as well. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you, Adam. And I agree with you that in 2022, when we go to the polls, when we vote, we do need to have a clean slate. That's what Adam was referring to. And we do need to bring in people here who know how high the stakes are. And they are really high right now. Kevin, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hi, Grace. I just wanted to say that in regards to the Mar-a-Lago raid yesterday, whatever pretense they used for doing that, you know, they're looking for documents that he supposedly took or whatnot, people should understand that all it really was them sending a message, not just to Trump, but to all supporters and to anyone who might think like he does. Or, you know, they're saying that, you know, if you don't toe the line, if you don't go along with us, you're the enemy and we're going to come after you. We could do it to the president, the former president. We can do it to anyone. So I just wanted to let that be known, you know, something to think about.
Yeah, Kevin, we're having Ned Ryan on next from American Greatness, and I'm glad you brought up this point because I want to read you something from an article he wrote December 10th, 2021. He said, think about it. If you do not submit to what the ruling class wants, whether you're Donald Trump or a concerned parent, these supposed guardians of the rule of law will try to frame you with false conspiracy theories or show up at school board meetings menacing people into silence. They will break down your door like they recently did to James O'Keefe and take evidence harmful to their cause. Then they will spill the beans to any leftist media outlet they can. This should concern all Americans. That's what we're going to talk about next with Ned Ryan. So I think that's along the lines of what Kevin is saying here, is that if they can do it to Donald Trump, they can do it to any of us. And that's the point. That's the message they're trying to send. Enough. Stop pushing back. Stop voting for people who are going to upset, you know, the nice situation we have going here in the swamp. And that's why they hated Trump so much. They were all playing house for decades, you know. This is nice. We pretend that we're really going to fight back and we're going to fight for our voters. Then we get in there, we don't do anything. And then Trump came in and he said, no, actually, let's try to get some stuff done here. Can't be that hard, right? And this is what happens if you go against it. And you know who said it best? And we got to find that cut. Chuck Schumer. Chucky Schumer said it best. If you go up against these intelligence agencies, they have six ways to Sunday to get back at you. For once in his life, Chuck Schumer was absolutely right. Prophetic, even. We'll be right back with Ned Ryan from American Greatness. Don't go anywhere.